Text numéro 6. AI cheating is overwhelming the education system, but teachers shouldn't despair. It's getting close to the beginning of term. Parents are starting to fret about lunch packs, school uniforms and school books. School leavers, who have university places, are wondering what Freshers Week will be like. And some university professors, especially in the humanities, will be apprehensively pondering how to deal with students who are already more adept users of large language models, LLMs, than they are. They're right to be concerned. As Ian Bogost, a professor of film and media and computer science at Washington University in St. Louis, puts it, if the first year of AI college ended in a feeling of dismay, the situation has now devolved into absurdism. Teachers struggle to continue teaching, even as they wonder whether they are grading students or computers. In the meantime, an endless AI cheating and detection arms race plays out in the background. Predictably, that arms race is already heating up. The Wall Street Journal reported recently that OpenAI has a method to reliably detect when someone uses ChatGPT to write an essay or research paper. The company hasn't released it despite widespread concerns about students using artificial intelligence to cheat. This refusal infuriates those sectors of academia that touchingly imagine that there must be a technical fix for the cheating problem. Clearly, they haven't read the Association for Computing Machinery's statement on principles for the development of systems to detect generative AI content, which says, reliably detecting the output of generative AI systems without an embedded watermark is beyond the current state of the art, which is unlikely to change in a projectable timeframe. LLMs are a burning issue for the humanities in particular because the essay is such a key pedagogical tool for teaching students how to research, think and write. More importantly, perhaps, the essay also plays a central role in how they are graded and assessed. The bad news is that LLMs threaten to make that venerable pedagogy untenable and that there's no technical fix in sight. The good news is that the problem isn't insoluble. Other pedagogies are available. But they require, if not a change of heart, two changes of mindset. The first is an acceptance that LLMs, as the distinguished Berkeley psychologist Alison Gopnik puts it, are cultural technologies like writing, print, libraries, and internet search. In other words, they are tools for human augmentation, not replacement. Second, and more importantly perhaps, is a need to reinforce in students' minds the importance of writing as a process. It forces one to figure out lines of argument that are coherent, choose evidence that is relevant, find sources of information and inspiration that are useful, and, most importantly, learn the craft of expressing yourself in sentences that are readable and clear. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2024.